Some lawmakers want to increase school spending by taking money away from school administration. There's a movement in several states to pull money out of bureaucracy and redirect it to the classroom. It faces opposition from school officials who say the choices are not as simple as they seem. From member station KSMU, Missy Shelton reports on the choices in Missouri.
It's lunchtime at the Roundtree Elementary School cafeteria in Springfield, Missouri, and children are filling their plates with applesauce and pasta. Roundtree School nurse Gail Dodd says without a healthy meal, students end up in the clinic instead of the classroom.
They're going to get a headache. They're not going to be able to pay attention. Their energy level's not going to be up. So it's just going to affect everything about their day.
But feeding a child is not deemed a critical part of the school day under a proposal that Missouri and several other states are now debating. The proposal is called First Class Education. Right now, school districts in the U.S. spend on average 61% of their budgets on classroom expenses. First Class Education would require all districts to raise that to 65%. Under the plan, the cost of providing school lunches wouldn't count toward the 65%. Neither would salaries for school librarians, nor the cost of heating classrooms or providing electricity. The proposal is the brainchild of Patrick Byrne, founder of Overstock.com. He's invested nearly $500,000 of his own money to push the 65% standard. So far, Byrne's had success in Texas, where it's now mandatory. Lawmakers in Louisiana and Kansas adopted the plan, but it's not a requirement. And in Missouri, Republican Governor Matt Blunt says he supports putting it on the ballot to let voters decide.
We're just talking about 65%, which I think most Missourians will feel is a very reasonable objective.
The very same day the governor unveiled the plan, superintendents across the state began voicing concern. Norm Ritter of Springfield Public Schools fears it would prevent local districts from addressing individual needs.
I really fear anything coming from the top down, and really the more local, the more the child's involved in the decision, the better.
These comments don't surprise First Class Education founder Patrick Byrne. He calls school administrators educrats and says he understands that they want control of spending.
It's like raising a teenager. The kid wants to control, but he's also got to be accountable. You know, local control taken to as extreme means just let the educrats spend the money with no accountability whatsoever.
Television spots promoting the initiative feature Republican state lawmakers who call the proposal a Republican plan that raises money for education without raising taxes. Byrne points out that both Republicans and Democrats have endorsed it. But Michael Resnick, who's with the National School Boards Association, thinks the proposal is a shell game, fooling the public into thinking education is getting a boost when, in fact, the money is just being redirected.
It's disingenuous if you're cutting back on school lunches and a variety of support services that make school systems function effectively. It doesn't translate out to saying that you're going to have a more effective educational system.
As supporters push all 50 states to adopt the First Class Education proposal by 2008, some educators say they're concerned that what may appear to be a boon for school budgets will actually hurt schools and accomplish little more than giving some politicians education bragging rights. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.
Thank you.